consistent.
Welcome to The Basement.
Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to The Basement. I'm your host, Nolo, and I'm here with a special guest. You want to introduce yourself?
If there's one thing that's real, is your consistency in this whole you being the creator is on point. It actually goes against...
I didn't say creator. I said host.
That's
Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey is the host of Family Feud. He's not the creator.
Oh, this bougie ass nigga. I for some reason I got a picture of those acting chairs with your name on it.
When I think of Steve Harvey, I don't even think of Steve Harvey. I think of the SNL actor that wears a big mustache to look like Steve Harvey.
He's chubbier. The guy who, yeah.
The
guy who was on Nickelodeon.
That's right, Keenan.
Yeah, the fact that you know the name is amazing, bro. I promise. So it's been a minute since we've recorded. My peoples were still alive. It's because of Noel that we haven't been shelling them out because he's a very sissy girl. But other than that, nice.
We have to wait equality, so they're not sissy girls, right? Strong women.
Strong women. So what's up with you, bro?
I don't know, just living in this crazy world, bro.
Yo, you know what's crazy? So obviously we're going to go into the Floyd situation. What do you know so far, and what's your take on it?
Well, I'm hoping I come through clear. If I start glitching, let me know. Right? What I know thus far, when I say no, it's information I've been giving. I don't have any inside information. This is just stuff I read online and stuff like that. Okay, what I know, he tried to spend a $20 bill that was a counterfeit. So somebody called the cops on him. Okay. The cops arrested him. He looked, they were saying that he was resisting, whatever that means. They got him cuffed on the ground, pinned him down. And then as they're holding him down, he's saying he can't breathe. Another thing I heard is that they believe that he was high on some sort of drug. And that they don't specify the drug, obviously, but they're saying that the drug makes you a little bit stronger, that when you come down from it, it's like a crash. So while he was coming down, he was being pinned down, and it led to a lot of what took place, of him dying, of breathing. To me, none of that stuff matters. What matters is what I saw, that the cop was sitting with all his weight on the guy's neck against the floor, and he's saying he couldn't breathe, he's saying, please. And the other cops are just there watching. I think that's what matters. It doesn't matter what crime he committed or if he was on drugs or not. I don't think any of that really matters. It may matter when it comes to how much force you use to get him to the ground. But once he's pinned to the ground, cuffs on him, there's four of you guys, there's one of him. At that point, you got the situation under control. You can kind of just lay off of his neck. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason to keep the pressure on him like that. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, exactly. And that was sort of what you were saying was part of this. I mean, I don't know if this person is an actual... Again, we're living in an era where everything needs to be confirmed because you don't know what you're being told or what you're reading or what you're hearing. You know what I mean? It's pivotal that you take the time out to look at it for yourself and then have your opinion. Don't go in not knowing exactly what's going on or where you're getting your resources from. Simply because, you know, the clickbait and the attention needing and I mean, at the end of the day, it all boils down to that, you know? So yeah. I don't know if this person is an actual officer. I don't doubt that he's not. Usually, officers don't, from my understanding, officers don't voice their opinion on their social media and whatnot. It's like, I think, correct me, maybe who, someone who's a cop knows, they can't, they're not allowed to comment on any situation to the media, period.
I know. I know at my job, I work for the city, and they say not to. You don't have to. There's no law that you can't, but they say don't.
Okay, so they're just telling you don't do it, but there's no, there's still freedom of speech, right?
You can still, if you want to say, you can say it, but there may be consequences, so it's better you don't.
Exactly. I'm going to play real quick the audio from this guy, and that's a lot of the points that you drew in. You mentioned, he also mentioned
way this. Different. At the end of the day, let's talk facts. Guy is on the ground. He's laying on his stomach. He have handcuffs on. It's four of y'all, one of him. Four of y'all, one of him. Who has control of the situation? It's not much one person could do against four people. Now let's get deeper, right? As an officer, you are a first responder, right? So if in the midst of you trying to gain compliance, someone is hurt, you have to render aid. So somebody's saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. You don't think to yourself and say, oh my gosh, this guy can't breathe. He might die. Let me render aid, right? Another point, officers, other officers, if you're gonna be an officer that's gonna stand there and not help when things go wrong, come on, like you don't see that? That's the reason I got behind his badge, right? Because I wanna, them officers that's afraid to step up, I wanna be the one to step up. If I see wrong happening, wrong is not happening in my presence, right? I'm going to check it, and that's period.
So, I saw the video you sent me, and I'm like, okay, those two cops need to go in. I didn't know there were two other cops watching.
Behind a car, yeah. They were holding him down behind the car. There was four of them,
wow.
Right? So then you got the one cop. See, that's my thing, okay? So there's one cop that's clearly doing it, right? Then you have three other cops that are there. None of those three people had the common sense to be like, A little tap on the shoulder, on the arm. Yo, bro, can you get off? Like, you should probably get off his neck. We got it.
Yeah.
My thoughts is maybe he was the more superior cop, and the other guys felt like they couldn't say anything to him.
Or maybe there's a sense of don't check your partner in public.
They got cameras out, and we all stick together.
They got cameras. You're supposed to be on my side of things. You know what I mean? You're supposed to have my back. That tribal, like, you know, that you know what I'm saying? Like, this unsaid spoken rule or agreement that's like unsaid.
We're on a team.
You're this supposed to be team. On my side regardless. Like, I could shoot him right now. You should be on my side, you know?
You should got my back.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's that, but when I was watching the video, I said to myself, I was upset. I was like, Go ahead.
See, the thing is that you have a lot of these situations. Okay, like the Arbery case. Right, with that guy that got shot by the guys with the shotgun. Okay? We don't know what led to that situation. Now, a lot of people say, don't matter, he got killed. It does matter. Because if the guy has a gun and says, stop, and you grab his gun, now you're fighting for your life. It's no longer, it doesn't matter what the situation is, now you're fighting for your life. This is why George Zimmerman got off. Because George Zimmerman said, hey, grab my gun, I'm fighting for my life. And they're like, yep, that's what it is. That's the problem, you know? You gotta, but then again, on the guy that got killed. Think about him. I'm running. Somebody shows up with a gun. What am I going to do? I'm scared for my life. What am I going to stop? I don't know what he's going to do to me. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a catch 22. The problem is how you feel about it doesn't matter. What matters is the law. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it matters the law. And they were saying the rumor of that case, this is another case that's crazy. I can't wait to see what happens with this one. The rumor is, or the word around town, or whatever you want to call it, is there was robberies. The guy that called the cops, the property across the street, there was somebody robbed some tools from that area. So they called the cops. The cops was like, look, we're far away. By the time we get there, he's going to be gone. But there's a retired cop in the area. And you can always reach out to him, and he'll help out. So apparently what happened was Arbery went into the house where he was supposed to technically. He entered trespassing technically. That's the problem. A lot of people say, oh, it was open. He just looked inside. Yeah, that's fine. That's how you feel. But technically, that's breaking and entering. Technically. So if you go to court, like, yeah, he broke into my house. Like, yep, that's right. He broke into your house. That's the problem. It's, by law, it's different than how you, what you think should be right or what you feel should be right. You know what I'm saying? So as far as the law is concerned, he broke into a place he wasn't supposed to be at. Somebody called the cops. But, you know, whatever. Those guys came and they're going to do a citizen's arrest, which is legal in Georgia, apparently. Also, the Second Amendment still stands. So it doesn't matter if you have your gun on you, no matter what you're doing. Right? If you do a citizen's arrest, if you have a, you have a gun, it doesn't stop the law. You could still do a citizen's arrest. You know, I think the problem was when they got out the car, they got out the car with the guns in there and shotgun in his hand, scared the other guy. He's fighting for his life. He's like, yo, I got to fight for mine. You know what I'm saying? And I think, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for what could have been. But if he would have grabbed the gun and killed the guy and say, hey, I was fighting for my life, he, you know, who knows where we would have been at with that case. You know what I'm saying? People would have been like, oh, he fought for his life. You got to let him go.
Hmm.
You know? Look at this situation. He's like, oh, I fought for my life. What do you mean? I'm in jail.
Yeah,
I'm trying to stop a crime. The crime happened. I didn't believe it at first. Because when I saw the video, I was a little pissed off about what's going on. Like, yo, this guy came and chasing this guy down. He's jogging. Kind of find out he wasn't jogging. The video showed that he was walking. He walked into this house. Somebody called him out, and he ran. So they chased him down, doing a citizen's arrest. They saw him burglarized. He's quote-unquote burglarized. He's out of the house he was supposed to be at.
And apparently they were burglarized recently before. Like, there was a string.
That's what I'm saying.
So they were already like, yo, somebody is constantly, so they're on the lookout and they have every right to protect themselves and their property, their belongings. See, that's the thing. When people make comments, it's like, yo, put yourself in the shoes for a second. You're going to tell me you're not going to defend yourself?
Yeah. Somebody's robbing your house. You're not going to try to stop
you? You mean to tell
me? Yo, somebody, I told you.
No, son.
I told you yesterday, I think somebody broke into my car. They took my phone charger, right?
Yeah. You told me.
The whole day I was thinking in my head, like, if I catch them, I'm going to knock them out 100%. I can't hold. Are you going to, like, I'm just pissed off in my head. I'm going to hit them. So imagine how they felt. He broke into my house. Somebody stole my tools. When I catch him, he's going to jail. I'm not going to let him go free. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
So that's how, you know, they must have been thinking the same way.
So, yeah, there is a story. There's two sides to, you know, there's two sides to the story. And then there's just the plain facts, right? Yeah. And in this situation with Floyd, the fact is clear. This man was murdered.
Yeah. Here. That one, I can't see the cop getting his way out of it. Oh, yeah, he was resisting it. Okay, let's just say he was resisting when you held him down. Now he's saying he can't breathe.
You know, right? Somebody would have stepped in and like tackled the guy, the cop that was pinning on his neck, that particular officer. Imagine if someone would have, like, you heard the people around him like telling the cops to stop, let him go. He can't breathe. Imagine if one of them would have just like ran and clotheslined the main guy that was doing the murderer. Everyone else is accessory, right? The murderer, I think that should be his name. If somebody would have rushed him, bum rushed him, the story would have been different, right?
Yeah, a riot. Cops.
It would have been a riot. People shot. It would have been, yes, it would have been something crazy. Maybe, I don't know about people get shot, but like it would have been like, it would have went but on.
I think with the video though, a lot of people would have been like, yeah, I can see why they did that because they're, think about it. You're sick and tired of people doing this to you. Yo, this guy could have been my uncle, my cousin, whatever. He's going to die. We've already seen this happen before, right? Even though it's a different, again, you got to look at the facts. Everything's a little different. You look at the guy that got choked out, Eric Garner. He said the same thing. I can't breathe. His was a little different, right? You got because of the facts. Okay, apparently, this is what I heard.
He was selling Lucy's choked on the corner. Right?
Yeah, but apparently he only got choked. This is what I heard. I don't know how true this is. You got to watch the video again. Apparently he got choked. He only got choked for 15 seconds, they said. And then after that, they threw him on the ground and started arresting him. So they weren't really choking him. They were just leaning on his heavy body. He was overweight, you know, whatever. But they were leaning on his heavy body. He was thinking, I can't breathe.
But the question is, when do you, as someone who's sworn in to serve and protect, when do you decide, like, okay, I have control of the situation?
Yeah. Not only that, think about this. They called the cops because he's put a fake Twitter. Whatever. He did what he did. Do you think about the world we're in right now, the COVID-19. You're going to put this guy in jail for $20? Give him a ticket.
Who was the $20? Who was the $20? Floyd?
It was a $20. Yeah, apparently he went in there with a fake $20 in the store and they called the cops on him. And that's when the cops came.
I don't care what he did.
No, that's what I'm saying. It don't matter what he did.
I know there's, like you said, there's substance and it matters. And sure, that's all great and necessary. That's how the system works. But the video clearly shows neglect and murder. I mean, there's nothing. You don't even have to tell me the story. Watching it was, yeah, I was upset, bro. Like, and you see his urine trickling down.
Yep.
Bro, like, I know that, right? So, like, it's upsetting. And not to switch gears, because obviously we're going to go into it. And a lot of people are posting their opinion in regards to the rioting and whatnot. And so someone said it, you know, I'm just reiterating what someone else said, that this is the best way to show that there's injustice by looting your own community. What does Target, if you saw the Target video, what the hell does Target have to do with the situation? I'm going to tell you what happened. What happened was they started getting together. One Tecato ass nigga was like, yeah, I'm going to go overboard and I'm going to get some free stuff because it's the perfect timing, right?
Yep,
and then other people were like, if they're doing it, I could use a new TV too.
Yep.
And that infectious environment causes this kind of reaction and murders.
Now, let me say this. You got people out there. This is in, let's just say, you got The View. These white people. Now we see this all the time. The lady that called the cops on the guy. You heard what she said, right? Was the park. She was out there with her dog loose, where she wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right. First, let me say this. That guy, mind your business, right? Mind your business. If I know an area where there's not supposed to be a dog loose, but there's a dog loose, and it's apparently if it's whatever with the lady, I'm not gonna call the cops on her. I'm not gonna say nothing.
Yeah.
Just gonna keep moving. That's number one. I wouldn't have said nothing. Okay. Mind your damn business. But he's right in calling her out by saying, hey, your dog got to be on a leash. No, you have to have a leash in this area. So he's right. I'm just saying, mind your business. Everybody else in this world, if you see something that really doesn't matter, mind your business. But if it matters, say something, right? So a situation with the guy that got kneed and killed, say something. A dog's leash is loose. There's nobody else around. She's playing with a dog. Leave him alone, right? In saying that, he's right by telling her to put the dog on the leash. Okay, fine. She should have just been like, I'm sorry. You're right. Excuse me. But she didn't. What she did was, she said, I'm going to call the cops and I'm going to tell them that there's an African-American man bothering me. Why did she say that? Right? She said that because she knows between both of their heads what that means if you call the cops and say it's African-American man. Because she knows that Black people are getting shot left and right. They're getting killed left and right by the white cops. She knows that. And she knows that he knows that. So she's going to say it to scare him.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now, the reason why is because it's in their brains. White people look at Black people a certain way. Okay? Black people look at white people a certain way. We hear it all the time, right? Chris Rock makes jokes about it. Dave Chappelle makes jokes about it. The way white people sound. Oh, hey, buddy. Right? It's a joke, like we all know, because it's what are those things called? Italian people eat pasta. It's like I forgot what it's called.
Italian people eating pasta?
Italian people love to eat pasta.
What is that called?
You know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, all Italian people are this way. All Spanish people are this way. All
stereotypes.
Stereotype. It's a stereotype. My okay. Bad. Yo. Stereotype.
Yo, you all right, bro?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a stereotype. So now, as a Black person, if you say, hey, the white people got a stereotype against us. They think that we're this way. They think that we're thugs, we're thieves, we're murderers. That's what they think about us. Let's prove them wrong. But you know what they do? Instead, they freaking rob, they steal, they shoot, they kill. That's what happened to the riot. You had a chance to prove to them we're above you, but we didn't. What we did was we did what you think we're going to do. We started burning down buildings, stealing stuff from store, and I think somebody got killed.
We filled part of that stereotype that was placed on us by ourselves.
That's right. We did it.
We did it. And again, I could see how it happens. It only takes one or two to set off that contagious, like, oh, look at that. Hey, wearing masks too. They're not going to get me.
Now, listen to this. When we say we, right? Me and you, we're not black, right? But we know that the white people look at us like that too. So when they see you robbing and stealing and shooting all that, they look at us like that. Oh, yeah, they do the same thing. You guys are both the same.
Yep.
So if it was all Spanish people doing that, I'd have felt the same way. What are you doing? If I was black and I saw Spanish people doing that, I'd do the same thing. You're making us look bad, you know? Yeah. Now they're going to look at me worse. Now you want to fix that or not? The stereotype. Because you're not doing anything for it. You're making yourself look worse. You're proving them right.
And what did the people really have? I'm sorry to say this, but to the extent of this, what did the crowd, the protesters, really have to achieve when you already had the mayor saying, what did he say? He wanted an investigation. No, he said,
you know, he wanted to fire him. They already were fired. He wanted them arrested.
So you have your mayor saying, "Yo, this is these guys got to go to jail." Then you got the department terminating all four officers. Everything is working in your favor. Your protests should have been dumb peaceful because things were already falling in line. Donald Trump allegedly, again, you got to read verify what you hear, what you put into your ears.
Because we're just idiots. We don't know anything.
We don't know anything, right? We're the minority.
If you're getting your news from us, you're listening to the wrong thing.
That's for sure. That's definitely sure. This show's about opinion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go find your facts because it's out there, but it's a lot of people playing themselves. But even Donald Trump was saying that he wanted the DOJ, and that's the Department of Justice. I know, and I'm a little bit smart, I guess. I'm falling off. The DOJ, and he wanted an FBI investigation into the situation.
That's good, bro. Now, check this out. Just last week, white people, quote unquote, had a protest. You know what they said? We wanna be free. We don't want to be locked down anymore with this COVID-19 lockdown. We want freedom. White people showed up to the I don't know if it was a courthouse or a government building or what, with guns, right? They showed up, represented their Second Amendment rights. I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to stand here. I'm allowed to do that. You know what they did? They did it peacefully. And now look what's going on here. So now, and anybody else that's watching the situation, like, oh, the white people did it nice and quietly. They protested. They did what they were supposed to. But look at the black people in this place. Look what they're doing. They're causing fire. We can't trust them. We can't trust them. You see what I'm saying? So now you have these two opposite things that happen a week apart about protesting, and look at the difference between the protests. Yo, if you want to go out there and stand in front of a courthouse or whatever, wear your signs, whatever, because you want action, I'm with you. Action is taking place. Things are happening. Like you said, the mayor's making moves. This thing gotta go down. They can't get away with this. Mayor's making moves. So action is taking place. So you're getting what you wanted, but still you want to rob and steal, burn things down. It doesn't make sense to me, bro. And then you have you get it, right? Yo, can you hear me? I lost you, bro.
Yo, my bad, girl. I had you on. I was on mute, but I can hear you and the loud siren in the background. My dude is in Harlem, y'all.
Yeah. See, so, okay, I'm in Harlem, right? Hold on, the train's passing by. My bad, I'm trying to get away from all this madness.
Go ahead and mute it if you want, and I'll fill in the gap. but I'm looking for white men with guns protest, and I'm having trouble finding it. Here we go. Here's the, this I think is what you were referring to. A protester, protesters carries rifles at state capital, Michigan, April 30th. But at the same time, yo.
My bad. Let me just, because I got to go to work soon. So I want to hurry up and get this out of my system. So I'm in Harlem right now, right? I work in Harlem. I'm here every day. In fact, I'm sleeping here tonight. Okay? Harlem is a black community, widely known historic black community, right? This should be Wakanda. You should have black businesses. You should have black, oh, this. They should be this. They should be the, this should be Wakanda. But you know what it is instead? Crackheads everywhere, burnt down buildings, people getting killed out here. That's what it is. It's not Wakanda. It should be. It's not. You're in the middle of Manhattan, the freaking financial capital of the world. This is the freaking city on a hill that everybody looks to America as the cultural icon of whatever, America. And New York City is the heart of that. And you're in the dead center of it. You have everything you need right here. And you know what it is? Everything's run down. Garbage in the streets. On the streets, yo. I see people throwing things out the car all the time, yo. And it shouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying? So, and just like I was saying with these people protesting and burning down stuff, yo, you're making them look at us like, what is going on? You know what I'm saying? They're looking at us funny. And we're proving them wrong. I mean, we're proving them right. You know? And then you got other things like this. Damn, son, I don't know if you can still hear me, but I'm going to keep going. You got this lady that got killed. I forgot her name. Excuse me. It was just a guy and a girl. The police did a no-knock raid. They busted in the house, and they shot her 8 times, right? They shot her 8 times. Her boyfriend shot once or something like that, whatever. Now, there's stuff going around saying, oh, they got the wrong house and all this and all that. Come to find out, they didn't get the wrong house. They had 2 addresses. They raided both addresses. There's video of her walking in and out of this drug house. So the cops suspect them of drug dealing. So no, it wasn't the wrong address. And yes, they had a gun in the house. And yes, this and yes, that. So it's like fake information. So everybody's like, oh, they're in the wrong house. I see that everywhere to this day, even though the facts already came out. They're in the wrong house. They were not in the wrong house. They raided 2 houses. She was the one. So... And then, I don't know, it's just, it's a lot of these little things. It's like, yo, we need to stand for what we believe in, 100%. Fight, don't even stand what we believe in, yo, fight for what we believe in. But do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Don't go around causing a fire, flipping over cars. That's not the way to do it. How about this? You're sick and tired of white cops killing black people? Why don't you get a job and become a cop? How about that? You're sick and tired of these white judges and these white prosecutors. Why don't you do that? Go to school. Take your time. Take 7 years. Go to the school. Become a judge. Be on the other side of that wall. You know what I'm saying?
That's a tough pill to swallow, bro.
That is, you know what it is? Because I'm a big believer in freedom. You got the freedom to do whatever you want. I got the freedom to do whatever I want. I got the freedom to go to school. Or I got the freedom to sit here and sell drugs. But it's not the white man's fault that I'm selling drugs. It's my fault. I made that decision. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can't blame the white man because you got 7 baby daddies and on welfare and living in the project. That's not the white man's problem.
Yeah.
You decided to do that. So don't blame nobody else but your damn self. You know what I'm saying? And if you're already in that situation, you're already effed up. I'm done. I live in the projects. It's crazy. It's violent. You know what power you have? Talk to your kids. Teach them the different way. Tell them don't follow you around. Don't let them go outside at nighttime. You know what I'm saying? Until freaking 11, 12 o'clock at night. Tell them, yo, you got to be home at before dinner. You know why? Because after dinner, you got chores to do. You got to learn some responsibilities. And make sure your homework's all done. You could do that. That's your power. Don't blame the white man. You know what I'm saying? You have the power. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't take that chance. They don't take those powers.
Yeah. I think that unfortunately the the reactions. Like, this is not something new.
Yeah.
You know, this is not something new. And the bigger question, maybe the better, the underlying question is, when are we going, I'm not black, but I felt racism firsthand. When are we going to actually stop acting this way, call people out who do, and hold our leaders, you know, that we employ accountable?
Look, let me say this too. I'll give you something too. The Jewish people, right? First of all, let me say this. A Spanish person and a black person, when we get a dollar, it transfers hands once before it leaves our hands, meaning this. Meaning as a Spanish person, I'll give money to my son or my wife until it switches hands once. After that, it gets spent to a white person's establishment, right? Once. In a Jewish community, it's 24. So it goes from one Jewish person to another Jewish person, to a Jewish business, to a Jewish rental property, to a Jewish, you know, whatever, plumber, to a Jewish, the money spins around in the community before it leaves. So why don't we do that? Why do we say, oh, I'm going to go to this white Target? I'm going to go to Target.
See, I hear what you're saying, but I'm also thinking about, okay, so let's look at the short terms, long terms, the pros and the cons. And one of the cons that I get from what you're suggesting is that isolation, seclusion based on race. And I think that eventually it'll be, well, you know, is this race over here that lives over here, this race that lives over here, and we're only transferring money with each other. You feel it. Like, when you step into a Jewish community, you feel it. Like, oh, I don't belong here.
Exactly.
This is not where I'm supposed to be.
That's now, right.
But
they look,
your
you
idea,
walk into the store, they look at you funny.
Okay, but your idea of now we're going to segregate based on race and only transfer, only transfer that dollar within our community?
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing, right?
That's what we all should do.
So smart. Puerto Ricans stick to Puerto Ricans, black stick with black.
No, yeah, what I'm saying is, don't complain that the white man got money if you're giving it to him, right? So either you take your money and you go to the, I'm not going to go to Target. You know what I'm going to go to? I'm going to go to the Spanish deli right here. That's where I'm going to buy my food. I'm going to give my money to them. That's where I'm going to buy. It might be a little bit more expensive, but I know we're looking out for each other. You know what I'm saying? Because I know me personally, there's a Dominican store 2 blocks away from here, but there's a coffee shop 1 block. I walk the extra block and I spend my money over there. Every time I go to buy coffee, I walk that extra block. It's something small. All I'm doing is buying coffee. So that's like, give me some mango con huevos and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I walk that extra block. Because I'm not going to give the money to whoever. I'm like, yo, I've been giving it to my people right here. And then I walk in, you know, feels like, hey, papi, como tal? What's up? What you want, papi? I know what you want already. You want it? Yeah, I want it all. Boom. Ooh, it feels good. You know what I'm saying? It feels good to walk into a business like that. But we have to, if we're going to build a society, a community, it takes individual people doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it. You can't even rely on the white man. That's another thing too. The white man gives you money. If you want the white man to give you money, guess who owns you? Who bought you? Who paid for you? You see what I'm saying? So you don't get that welfare check. You don't want that welfare check. What you want to do, you want to work for your money. Because then that white man owns you. How many times have I heard stories about people saying, nah, I can't take that job. You know why? Because if I make too much money, they won't send me my check. I can't get my food. They cut my food stamps if I make too much money. So I can't take that job.
Yeah.
I can't take those extra hours. You know why? Because the white man owns me. That's who gives me my money.
So instead don't of working complain hard about the system stuff. if you live off of it.
That's
don't
right.
Complain of something that's given to you.
Again, but in saying that, if they give you the money, take that. Don't be an idiot, right? Take the money, just do something smart with it.
Yeah. What do you think is going to come out of the Floyd situation? Well, hold up. I want to go back because I'm sharing the screen. I don't know if you see it, but you had mentioned, you before we started recording, you had mentioned the Karen Park incident with the dog.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling up an article. It's the New York Post. It's a few articles too. I could you know, you could check it out yourself. But what are the odds that the person recording, African American, he's black, that his last name is the same last name as the woman who called the cops on him with the dog? What are the chances of that? So we got Christian Cooper recounts incident with Amy Cooper before the Central Park video.
What's up, bro?
So, do you think that it's just a coincidence, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Imagine it's a setup, though.
Yo, that'd be. But the conspiracy theories are. I mean, I'm so happy for them if that were what's even up, an opportunity. So you also, so they mentioned the name of the four officers. You think those guys are like, you think those guys are sheltering at home for other reasons now? What do you think? This guy's working. Look, we can hear him, his co-worker in the background. He listens to how he flirts with his co-workers in the sanitation department. But yeah, I could imagine that these four officers, particularly the gentleman who was pinning his neck, you could imagine that he ain't going outside for a hot minute.
I don't know. He's feeling what George Zimmerman is feeling right now. I can't go outside, you know? They see me out here, they're going to start pressing me.
Yeah, but
I mean, I don't know. He better go to jail. He better go to jail, son. He better go to jail. There's no way he did not. Like, they may say, oh, you neglect. I can't even see that. The Asian cop that was there, I can see them telling him, you neglected your duties by not helping this man. I can see that. But the other guy didn't neglect. He was the actual doing it. He was
the one committing the... Right, but they're accessory. And why they should be charged too with you know, accessory to murder is because at the end of the... It's one thing if it's just a group of guys. It's another thing when it's a group of guys who swore an oath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who's policing the police? Like the audio that I played, if you can't check your own partner, then, you know, you're headed down a really, really dark path. This man should definitely get arrested for this.
Well, he needs to make – he better, you know. He better get some time, son. I'm telling you, because that's another thing, too. If he doesn't get time in such an obvious situation, then it's going to be a problem, right?
But again, I go back to the fact that people shouldn't act the way they're acting because the department fired them. It's like recognizing that they're in the wrong. The police officers in the field, from what I experienced, they're quick to defend their own, you know, the department. For the department to fire them, it's like saying, yeah, they did something wrong.
Yep. No, for sure.
That's confirmation. Check it out. Then you got your mayor? Then you got your president? Come on.
Yeah. The fact that Trump said that is like, whoa.
Come on.
So then you got, now look at this, right? So you have the riots that took place, whatever, yesterday was it? I don't remember. Yesterday, the day before. This is before anything. This is like making issue of something that they're working on it currently, but you still want to riot. That doesn't make any sense, right? Now, if everything goes down, they arrest him, and then he doesn't get convicted, at that point, I could see people getting super angry. You know what I'm saying? To me, the riots, all right, I see where you're coming from now. You know what I'm saying? If they were right at that point, it'd be like, I know why you're doing it. Because they're getting away with murder. Right now, he ain't getting away with nothing. They haven't even started the process yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at what happened with Rodney King in 92. The reason why they rioted is because the cops got off. Those cops should have been, they should have did some time, they should have got something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what happened was they all got off. So everybody got pissed, and I can see that. But if the people would have started writing when the video came out, before anything happened, people would have been like, it doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to, let's get our results first, and then we make a decision whether it was good result or bad result. But the result's not even in yet. You know what I'm saying? The mayor of the city wants him arrested. The president wants the Department of Justice looking into what happened. You know what I'm saying? It looks like wheels are turning. I think people need to just step back and watch. And then after the wheels are all said and done, then we make a decision what we're going to do. But right now, we got to let nature, not nature, but the law, you know what I'm saying, take its course.
Yeah.
Because it looks like what's happening is that they're going to take this guy and they're going to be like, yo, what you did was wrong, bro. Like, you need to go to jail.
So, real quickly, New York Post reported 3 hours ago the cop who pinned down George Floyd has murder scrolled on home. So, splattered paint and chalk written on the driveway of the home of fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
I think the National Guard had to.
They also report that police did not respond to Network's request for Chauvin's service record. The title of the document in the New York Post is Derek Chauvin was subject to complaints before the George Floyd incident. So if that's true, but. Whether he had a history or not, it's clear as day that more than neglect occurred in this system. And let nature take its course. The rioting should be peaceful, calm, collective, knowing that protesting. There you go. The protesting things. Things are happening. Like you said, let the DOJ take its course, because it's a wheel that's already in motion. You know what I mean? But it just looks bad when you have these situations. It hurts our case. It draws attention away from our main point. So I mean, that's basically how I feel about the situation. Again, I haven't seen the video again because it is pretty disturbing, bro. You know, there was almost a sense of joy in the guy's face. It was so it was evil. Yeah. I mean, it was evil. And, you know, I know, you know, I've gotten opinions from a few people, and it's just like, there's no way this guy is going to get off with doing what he does. There's no way.
That's what I'm saying. If he gets off, it's going to be a problem.
Then I understand. I don't condone. You don't have to read local businesses. I don't condone that at all. You know what
I mean? That's dumb altogether.
And do you think it's smart for splattering paint on this guy's driveway?
I don't think you should do any of that.
I think
protest, you should, stand outside.
I think when you should step up is when the people who are in charge don't do what's necessary. In this case, you know, the DOJ, they don't do what's necessary in the eyes of the law, the very thing that they're sworn into to obliged to. So it's like it's gonna happen. It's definitely gonna happen. And again, if it doesn't happen, I can imagine protests all over the country, bro.
Yeah.
All over the country. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna see what happens, because this whole month has been fraught. Now this is another thing too. Like, we can't act like this only happens to minorities, right? I think it's something like 53% of cop killings are black or white people. Like, white people killing white people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just what is put out there up front. Is the white cops are killing the black or Spanish, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's yeah, but I feel like saying there shouldn't be a competition as to who's dying more on the hands of people who are sworn to protect us.
No, but the reason why I said that is because it's we're also letting the quote-unquote media build a narrative and force us to think and do a certain thing when it shouldn't be like that. We should take a step back and be like, wait, hold on. First of all, this situation is bad. Yes, I get it. But to say that the cops are just out there killing black people or Spanish people, whatever you want to say, that's not the facts. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you may feel a certain way. I feel it. But the facts are the facts. The truth is the truth. The law is the law. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's different than how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Facts do not care about your feelings. And there's no way someone watching this video can turn around and say it wasn't murder.
Listen, I watch this. There's a guy who used to be a cop. And he breaks down a lot of the stuff that goes on in TV, whatever, the news, the media, whatever. He is a right-wing guy. Okay? So you expect him to always back. He used to be a cop. You expect in the back of the cop. The first thing he says is that was murder. 100% murder. That guy needs to go to jail. Right? So even your most right-wing conservative stuff says it. He should go to jail. he should go. There's another thing. I forget what it's called, yo. It's another thing I follow. It's almost a conservative thing. And they said the same thing. This is called murder. Now, you expect right-wing people to defend the police. But they're like, no, we'll defend the people. We'll defend the police when the facts back them up. But the facts do not back this guy up. This was murder. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying with the whole thought. Please, just look at the facts. Look at the laws. Just because you feel like it's wrong doesn't mean technically by law it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I'm holding a gun, you grab it from me. At that point, I'm fighting for my life. If you punch a cop and the cop kills you and the cop says, I was fighting for my life, he's right. You want to know why? Because if you knock, if the person knocks the cop out, he can easily take the cop's gun and kill him. So the cop said, he's like, I got to fight for my life now. Either I'm going to die or he's going to die. So people don't believe, they're like, oh no, he just hit him. I don't know why he had to shoot him. He was unarmed. It's like, if you touch that cop with physical force, the cop could say, yeah, I'm fearing for my life. I have a gun on me. If I get knocked out, I'm dead. So I have to kill him first. So people got to take a step back and look at the facts, not how you feel. It feels like if I hit a cop, he shouldn't shoot me. That's what it feels like. That feels right. But technically by law, that's not right.
Yeah, exactly.
So put away what you feel. Put away how you think. Just look at what the law says. And if the law is wrong, you know what we could do? Become a lawyer. Become a judge. Change the law. Become a politician. Stop freaking standing on the corner at 4 a.m. smoking weed, because that's not going to help you. Now, if legalizing marijuana is a totally different subject. But if all you're doing all day is, let's bring it to alcohol, which is legal. If all you're doing is drinking all day, you know what I'm saying? Getting drinking every once in a while is not a problem. But if you're getting drunk every night, you're hurting yourself. You're not doing anything. You're waking up late. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Do things in moderation. Like, be smart about things. Make decisions. Make right decisions. I don't know. This is... What time is it? I got to go in like 5 minutes back.
No. I was also going to cut it there. I mean... Again, there's no debate in this situation. You know what I mean? I think the a decent person, whatever, you know, age, adult, can look at this and surmise the same conclusion that, you know, this person committed murder and no one's above the law, you know. But again, the people need to let the laws take its course. And it's already in motion, you know. Quickly.
If the guy gets off, we'll have another conversation about this.
Yeah. Then now we got something to talk about. We need to talk. Basically, yeah, exactly. Now it's something else. I read somebody wrote down. We did it Martin Luther King's way for the last 50 years. Can we now try Malcolm X's way?
That's not gonna work, yeah. That's not gonna work, because then you become the enemy. You don't want to become the enemy. You want to be part of the system. You want to be ingrained in the system. You want to run the system. You don't want to be the enemy of the system. The system runs the place.
The system is what we agree. Exactly.
So right now, if the only people making decisions are quote-unquote white people, guess what the decisions are going to be? Get in the system and jump in there.
Yeah.
Influence it. Change it. Yep. Like I said, become a cop. In New York City, cops get paid good. I don't know about whatever town you come from, but New York City cops get paid good. They get good pension. They get good retirement. My, I don't want to say his name, but a friend of ours, he's a cop. He gets paid. He bought a house, and now he's renting it out. Now he's got a different source of income. He's not just a cop. He has a different source of income, a passive income by renting out a house. You see how that works? Now, guess what his kids are going to do? His kids are set now. They got an income property. All he's going to do is keep doing it over and over again.
Yeah.
Got an income property, I'm going to buy another one. I got more income property. And before you know, he's going to be sitting large, and his kids are going to have money in his pocket.
So in other words, don't let this situation hinder you from moving forward, whatever race you are. You know what I mean? Definitely for sure. You know, if you want to make change, if you want to fix the system, then you got to get into the system to make changes. But that's also, if you're protesting peacefully, gathering signatures, that's another method, you know, stronger in numbers. But if you're gonna play into the stereotype that we've built of robbing and looting as a resort for getting some kind of retaliation,
and be freaking smart, please be smart. Some of these things that are riots and protests and all that, I get it, but some of them make no sense. If the guy did something wrong and got shot, your protest is in vain.
Yeah.
I'm saying, as far as everybody else looking from the outside is like, yeah, of course he got shot. He had a gun in his pocket. Of course he got shot.
Yeah.
Like that guy, there was a picture, a video of a guy that was laying on the ground and the cops are arresting him. And then he reaches in his pocket. So the cop shot him in the back while he was laying down. They killed him.
Okay? Yeah.
Big thing. Protests, people fighting, Black Lives Matter, all that. And everybody's like, he reached in his pocket. You know what was in that pocket? A gun. The cop had no choice. The cop had to shoot the guy. You know what I'm saying? So that's not a protest we're going to have. We don't have those protests.
Yeah.
That sometimes people do stupid things. They get killed. You know what I'm saying? But then you got this situation with the guy with the knee in the back. I could get behind that protest. You know what I'm saying? I see you. I see it. It's wrong. So some things, and you know, look at the facts, man, before you start jumping in and saying whatever you want to say, protest, Black Lives Matter, whatever. Look at the facts, man, please.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is history is going to judge you on that. History is going to be like, oh, they started a riot because this guy, this criminal, did criminal activity and got caught. And they decided to burn down the neighborhood because of that.
They decided to commit a similar, likewise-minded act as a form of retaliation. And that doesn't do anything. That just, again, now there's this huge divide between police officers. There's always been. And things like this just solidify it. Yeah. You know?
And also, not all cops are bad. Not all cops are racist.
That's what I'm saying. It goes to the whole saying, you know, the one rotten apple spoils the bunch.
Yeah.
You know, there are good, I have family that's in the force, you know what I mean? And I know my dude is not racist. My dude is doing his thing to provide for his family. And I would feel a certain, even more worried now that you have a situation like this. You know, so not all cops are bad. You know, if you cooperate, if you cooperate, you run a greater chance of walking away from the situation alive.
Yeah. And also,
but at the same time, though, like, you know, looking at this video, it's a reality at this point that you might not. Because he was saying, I'm done. You know what I mean? He was pleading with them.
And sometimes the cops are bad. They're bad cops sometimes. Just avoid those situations where you got to get the cops called on you. Because sometimes a bad cop might get called. Yo, we need a car or whatever. And then the guy that comes, he's a bad cop. And now you messed up. Now you're screwed. You don't know what's going to happen right now. You're not going to always get the good cop. Sometimes you're going to get the bad cop. So just stay away from the situation that you're going to get arrested in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yo, listen, guys, thebasementny.com. People are definitely voicing their opinions. If you want to leave a comment, you could. What your thoughts are. I was actually going to hit up Nico to see if he wanted to do a session on it, but I'm glad we got it. Do you feel better that you got it off your chest, Noel?
No, because I'm gonna talk to people over here and nobody's going to see for what it is.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's going to see for it. They're going to be like, no. No matter how much you try to spit facts, some people don't want to hear facts. They just don't want to.
So you're saying that they're okay with the rioting, that is justified.
Oh yeah, 100%. In fact, most people don't care about any of this stuff. They just want to drink and be happy. Most people that you talk to about this, I don't care. Yeah. Even black people I talk to, I don't care. Whatever. Yeah, let the cop get arrested. That's my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just hope that people take a second and think of their lives. What they're doing with their lives. And if it's already too late for you, think about your kids' lives or your nephew's lives. How can you improve them? How can you give them a step up so they don't have to be where you are?
Break stereotypes. You know? Break. Yeah, definitely. That's a good way to...
We should definitely get Nico on too, though.
Yeah, we should. But that's a good way to sort of end it. And obviously, stay safe out there, you know. we're living in some interesting times. So just stay safe out there. Hit us up, thebasementny.com. I'm out.
All right.
You good?
Peace,
later, bro. Peace.
Peace.
Inconsistent.